With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to picking a running mate, Donald Trump says he's looking for, his words, people with common sense. Mr. Trump in a Fox Town Hall last evening acknowledging he is not ruling out a former Democrat. Among the Republicans whose names we've heard before, Tulsi Gabbard's name has surfaced. Former Dem, she is now an independent. And regardless of the outcome of Saturday's South Carolina GOP primary, Nikki Haley vows to hang in there.
Polls show Haley trailing far behind Trump in her home state, but she has no intention of dropping out of the race. She said that would be the easy path, and she refuses to stop now. Speaking in Greenville, South Carolina, Haley described both Trump and Joe Biden as hugely flawed candidates who are both too old to be president.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, Christians need to be actively engaged in the 2024 vote for President of the United States. That's the view of American Family Association Vice President Walker Wildman. He's among thousands of Christian leaders attending the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville this week. And Wildman spoke with Lori Tratup of SRN News.
Christians ought to vote. People ought to vote. Sitting at home isn't an option. If it comes down to two candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, of course, Christians need to vote for the candidate that reflects their values to the best of their ability. But also, I think there's some onus on President Trump to court evangelicals and to kind of rein in this, you know, freestyle approach to politics and this brashness.
If he wants to take Walker Wildman's advice, Donald Trump will have an opportunity to court evangelicals when he addresses NRB delegates tomorrow in Nashville. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures down 57 points. NASDAQ futures off 56. This is SRN News. The federal government is spending taxpayer dollars to change college biology classes.
The National Science Foundation has given nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A freelance journalist based in Fort Wayne, Indiana, facing up to 5 years in prison for allegedly threatening to, quote, kill every Jew in the city. Jeffrey Stevens, who is charged with posting threats using interstate communications, also told the FBI he wanted to shoot all pro-Israel government officials. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court has spoken, declaring that under state law, frozen embryos are unborn children.
Justices issued the ruling Friday in a pair of wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. In 2020, a patient wandered into the storage area, picked up several embryos, then dropped them on the floor, killing them. The justices say an 1872 state law allowing parents to sue over the death of a minor child applies to all unborn children, regardless of their location. The ruling brought a rush of warnings from groups and advocates who say it will have sweeping implications for fertility treatments in Alabama. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Shooting left one person dead, roughly two dozen others injured. More details, SRNNews.com.